So there may be another piece of the old Blake wanted to do radio when he was a child vault.
Oh, please, God, let it be.
That's come to light.
I have not been privy to this vault,
Todd,
by the way.
Just wait.
So, okay, it's 8:22. It's Blake and Eva.
He'll make you love him
even
more.
Todd's here. So, yeah, well, I was a nerd. We've been over this. I was kind of a nerdy kid, and I knew I wanted to do radio, so I would play radio at home, and I would do these recordings. And it started when I was 12 with my friend Tommy. So you've never heard these tapes, Todd?
Never.
So this is, and Tommy and I, by the way, are still friends.
Yeah, and
friends
I haven't met him. He came
first grade,
yeah.
So this is, well, here, this was me.
99.5, your best place for weather, traffic, the emergency broadcasting system, and, of course, music, where we have the oldies, the newies, all the goodies right here on 99.5, your place for good music.
So, I love how you threw the emergency broadcast system.
Oh, yeah.
I know. I don't know why.
Like, what?
Like, that was a real selling point. It's like, you know, I know.
At what point they even demonstrate it? Or they do a pretend?
Oh, yeah. There was
like
a pretend alert at some point.
Oh, yeah.
And my friend Tommy did the traffic.
Oh, my God.
Coming up now, we'll be hearing Spice Girls with Wannabe.
So the music we had was a mix of the stuff that I had, which was mostly my parents, which was like Billy Joel and Elton John.
Right.
Yeah.
And then Tommy's sisters, which was Spice Girls, Miami
Gibson.
Oh, yeah.
Stuff like that.
Right.
Coming up now, your weather and traffic right here on 99.5, your source for weather and traffic and the emergency broadcast system.
Uh-oh.
1 minute, please. We seem to be having technical difficulties.
Apparently, we had technical difficulty music lined up and ready to go. No, I think that was because for the weather, instead of looking it up and writing it down,
right?
We used to wait till the weather on the 8s on the Weather Channel came up.
Oh, yeah.
So we'd have the TV on in the background, and the local on the 8s would come up, and then we'd wait for it. So we had to time it out right, and we didn't quite get the hang of that.
Dude, that is pure gold.
Yeah. Wait, come on. We got
you
want to
do the traffic?
Oh, God,
Tommy's traffic
okay.
is the best part. Right. So this is my friend Tommy, who had a little bit of a speech impediment and a much higher voice than he has now. And he was 12.
Right.
But he knew the names of the roads.
Right.
Coming up now, we'll have Tommy Hessman with our traffic report.
Thank you, Blake. Pretty much the same as before. The action on 95 has been cleared up. People are still trying to get those ball bearings off the merit.
Off the merit.
With dustbusters.
You would make up bad traffic incidents.
No, none of the trains are running on or close to schedule.
Everything was a disaster.
Amtrak has had a collision.
Oh no.
A train hit a tree.
You just make up these things. Okay, so I may have more tomorrow. My friend sent me, I know you got to go on TV and do the weather. So that's my teaser for tomorrow.
Do I have to? I really want to hear more.
Maybe tomorrow.
Please, tomorrow, please.
Tomorrow. And I think we have Eva's old tapes too from when she tried to, not as old.
No.
No.
15 years.
Yeah. When she tried to sell a show, it was like her demo.
Yep.
Okay. All right, go do the forecast, then go on TV.
All right. All right, we got sunshine today.
Anytime.
I thought you told me to go do my TV thing.
Well, I don't want you to get in trouble over
then
there.
Then it registered in my head, no, you asked for the forecast. So, sunny, 60 degrees.
Okay.
Feeling crisp, feeling cool. Unlike you 20 years ago doing your radio thing.
Yeah, I wasn't crisp and cool back then.
Definitely not.
Blake and Eva in the morning.